So I'm here talking with Daniel Germu. Daniel serves as a minister in the Roaring Fork Valley Congregation in Colorado. So the topic of this is the verse from Matthew 5:7. These are called the Beatitudes. I'll read that really quick, and then we can jump into the questions. So the verse reads, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." This verse, along with a few others, are called the Beatitudes. They all start with "blessed are." How would you explain the meaning of the word blessed?
When I think of the word blessed, I guess the first thought that comes to mind is that it is a holy word or a divine word. It is a word of more importance or value than our everyday language. So it's a divine word that comes from God. When I think of the word blessed, I think of sacred and holy. And it is a word that I feel like, to me, it describes God's gift and favor for his own children.
In this particular verse, Jesus says that blessed are the merciful. What does it mean to be merciful?
To be merciful means to be forgiving and patient and kind. One example of being merciful, I think we all have experienced it as young boys, especially wrestling, and oftentimes you'd wrestle to the point of until one begs for mercy, which would mean to give up or to ask for some help or relief. To me, the word to be merciful means to be forgiving, patient, and kind.
This verse also says that the merciful shall obtain mercy. How can this promise be fulfilled here on earth, or does it not happen here at all but later in heaven?
I think this verse, to me, describes or reminds us of this duty or responsibility we have of people for our neighbors and also our brothers and sisters in faith. There are times in this life that we need to have a forgiving and tender heart, and also we need to have patience for each other and help one another in times of difficulty or troubles. And so I think this verse or this promise is fulfilled here on this earth in this way, that when we are kind and merciful to each other, then in return, God is merciful towards us. So we have that peace of conscience when God forgives us all of our sins.
If you were to have this verse as a text for devotion in like different situations, what would come to mind? Like, first, what might you say about it in Sunday school?
When I think of the Sunday school students and what this verse might, how it might relate to them, I would think of it in this way, that as kids, Sunday school kids, this verse reminds us to be kind and forgiving and patient with those friends and also our siblings, our brothers and sisters. And when we treat our friends or our siblings in this way that we would like to be treated, and Jesus even gives that encouragement to treat others the way you would like to be treated, that golden rule. When we do that, we also feel and experience God's mercy and love toward us as well. Even as young boys and girls, we realize that we all fall into sin and make mistakes, but the importance here is that we're merciful and forgiving to our friends, and in return, God is also forgiving to us as well.
How about to the youth? What would you like to bring up, you know, about this verse?
To the youth, I think often, as I previously mentioned, that we're all sinners and we all need mercy in our life. In the time of youth, perhaps we grow into young adulthood and we feel to be strong and powerful and mighty, but we all need this love and mercy from not only our friends and escorts on the way to heaven, but more importantly, we need this love and mercy from God. And as the Bible relates, that God loves the sinner. He loves each one of us, even though we are often faulty. But in this way, especially in the time of youth, we realize we do need the help and the mercy of our friends and also from God. So that parable of the 10,000 talents comes to mind, where that parable that Jesus taught, when that man was forgiven that great debt of sin. But soon after he was forgiven that great debt of sin by his master, he went and found his fellow servant and demanded repayment in that way that did not show that kind of love and merciful heart. And so I think so also for all of us, but especially the youth, that we can also have that kind of a heart, that we would show that kind of mercy to our friends and fellow travelers.
And last, what if this verse was used in a regular devotion for all ages?
I guess that the latter part of our text there that we heard, to obtain mercy, I guess that question kind of stuck out to me, that, and I would ask this question, what does it mean to obtain God's mercy? What is God's mercy? When thinking of this question, I think of God's grace or his protection that he has. We have done nothing to earn or to merit or to achieve this grace from God. But in return, God has freely given and offered us his grace. And so when we are a child of God and receive this forgiveness of sins, we obtain God's mercy and grace in our life of faith. And I would say, let us all remain merciful and caring one for another, and especially to our brothers and sisters in our endeavor of faith. We should help, and we can help one another. We can encourage one another. And most importantly, we can forgive one another when offenses or sins have come upon us.
On a final note, is there anything else you would like to add or emphasize about this verse?
In summary or conclusion, God's word, as we heard, even this short portion of God's word is often, we find in our own endeavor of faith, it's often difficult to personally heed or live up to these instructions that God's word instructs us to do. But here, I think in this verse, we can be encouraged to be merciful and kind one toward another. And in God's word also, it reminds us that this mercy that we have one for another is a fruit of faith. It's a byproduct of this Holy Spirit that dwells in our heart. And so when we endeavor to remain traveling here in God's kingdom, when we remain to be a child of God, so also we have the same desire to be merciful and kind to our brothers and sisters in living faith. It is a blessing of a child of God that comes through the power of the Holy Spirit.